Good evening. Up here, dear. There you go. Forgive me. I am often found on the ceiling. Please, take a seat, Your Highness. I'll be right with you. Since it has been so long since we last met, allow me to reintroduce myself. I am Chiron, your host, and of course, King of the Dryders, the Spider People. I hope that it is not too off-putting for you. And you need no introduction, dear. Oh, how fondly I remember you, Your Highness. So polite of you to drop by and agree to join me for high tea. Do you remember how much time we spent together when we were little? Two young heirs to their respective thrones, no care in the world for our differences, while our royal parents discussed the boring matters. Those were the days. Straight down to business, are we? How disappointing. Are you no longer the person I remember? Are you no longer the young heir who frolicked together with me? Why, I remember when my parents came to visit yours in your kingdom. We snuck off, ran to the tallest oak tree, and I, but a boy, proposed to you. We promised that one day, when we grew up and we became adults, the leaders of our kingdoms, we'd marry properly. But you've changed. You're like them now. I wonder if you've grown to despise me and my kind, too. Yes, dear. After all is said and done, I will grant you what you came for. Your precious flower of life. How much do you know about it, anyway? It grows in these mountains and possesses the ability to bring the spark of life where it is needed. I believe your kingdom suffers from a poor harvest, yes? The flower can fix that. And now you understand why you are here. You are here in exchange for the flower. We can make an exchange of sorts. You get the flower. I get your company. Yes, that is all. Surely you can provide a young spider king with that. That's more like it, my favorite little human. You'll do just fine. Please, sit, dear. And do help yourself to the best tea you have ever tasted. If there's anything we Dryders do best, it's tea time. Not quite. That isn't exactly how you hold a cup. Oh yes, I'm sure that's how you would where you hail from. But not here. Not in this kingdom. We have a strict sense of etiquette, you see. Like... so. Just as much a fast learner as I remember you being. We spiders do have such long memories. Is the tea to your liking? I thought as much. As I said, we know our tea. You needn't be so nervous, darling. I haven't poisoned you. If I wanted to keep you all to myself, I would already have you tied up in webs by now. And yet, you are free, no? Well, not free enough to leave. The stakes are too high, aren't they? Now, dear, something you must come to understand about us Dryders is that we always expect a fee for what we offer. Usually, It's monetary. But your pretty face is more than enough for me to be content. The eight legs and all the eyes aren't scaring you off, are they? I promise you aren't in danger of being harmed. The only harm you're in is if I get a tad too attached and decide to keep my pretty royal. You wouldn't hold it against me, would you? It's natural to want to keep someone so beautiful, no? Are you truly surprised that I'm as enamored with you as I am? It's been far too long since we've seen each other. I've missed you, dear. What of you? Have you thought about me since we first met? Aw, you wound me. I guess I'll just have to make you think of me more. That wouldn't be such a bad thing, would it, my little royal? The time we spent together as children, that meant something to me. They are among the warmest memories of this arachnid's life. Ah, there's a smile. It was brief, fleeting, and subtle, but I saw that. You remember. You miss those days too. Before the conflicts, before the responsibilities and the duties. Before the royal occasions, before the bad harvests. And just how are things going in that human kingdom of yours, dear? Hungry, I'm sure. Fret not. As soon as I've had my fun with you, you can have your precious flower. Am I really the only one having so much fun here? Ah, I made it just right. How wonderful. Look at us. Good tea and a good date. High tea, a formal meeting, an arrangement, a diplomatic whatever. Call it what you want. This means something to me. Is it wrong to reminisce on our childhood memories together? Would it be so wrong for you to be seen with a Dryder of all beings? Am I too monstrous for your kingdom's preferences? Who would they rather you marry anyway? Some stuck-up, gluttonous noble, perhaps? Maybe. But I suspect that's not what you want. You've lived a life of obligation and service to your people. Surely you've wondered what it'd be like to have something oh so different for a change. Someone oh so different for a change. You know, having extra legs does come in handy. Oh yes. For example, I may sip my tea while I do this. How easy it is to lift you in the air like this. Oh, now do relax yourself, Your Highness. You'll become all tense. I'm not going to hurt you. I just want to bring you closer to me. There you are. You look better on my lap anyway. I get to see your pretty eyes all the better. All the easier to keep my eyes on you. All my eyes. Don't fret. I mean you no harm. You know this. I just want to be close to you. I just want to hold you. Surely you wouldn't consider that to be such a bad thing now. Exactly. Come now. You really haven't missed me enough to want to be held like this? You really haven't missed me enough to want to be held like this? Come now. Haven't you missed me enough to want to be held like this? Good question. No, it isn't very polite for me to grab my guests and sit them on my lap. But frankly, I am past caring. I know what I want. And that something is you. Your Highness, do not forget that you are in my domain here. Ah, yes, the precious flower. Yes, your people will get their flower. But do you truly believe that I have any intention of letting you leave after we've reconnected so wonderfully? I've missed you. Why should I let you go? I don't think so. Even if you removed yourself from my grasp, just what makes you think you'll be free to leave? In case you haven't noticed, all the exits have been webbed up by my smaller brothers and sisters. Let me put this to you plainly. You aren't going anywhere. I love you. I love you. Oh, how good it feels to say that to you again. How I've missed you. Did you enjoy our little date? Was the tea to your liking? You say you hate me, but your eyes say all. You've missed me too. You long for something more than the halls of your palace. You want to relive what we had oh so many years ago. You love me. Yes, you're right. We were younger then. But we are young now, are we not? Why can't we put our thrones together, rule our two kingdoms as one? Why, my love? Darling, in case you have forgotten, you will one day be the ruler. You can just make the new rules. Why do you care what your subjects would think? Are you that ashamed of me? Forgive me. That was wrong. I just don't understand why it would be such an issue together. I appreciate that you must do what is needed of you. Your duties come before your own desires. It makes you a good ruler. But, for crying out loud, if we are married, imagine the peace we could create between humans and Dryders. The whole paradigm would change. Societal views altered to approve. We could be an adorable power couple. Really not willing to take the risk. We always were a little different. I've always taken risks. More than you have. Of course. Look at what we're doing now. I have not kidnapped you. I have relocated you. Temporarily. Permanently. Well, I guess one does interesting things in the name of love. That's all this is. Your kingdom. And what can they do exactly? Darling, you should learn to play the game better than this. I'm holding the aces here. I have the flower your people need to avoid total starvation. I have leverage over you and your people. There is no reason for me to give up what I want without a damn good reason or a better offer. Oh, my wonderful, naive royal. That's just it. There is no better offer.
I want your hand in marriage. I want to rule alongside you. But if you continue to make this difficult for us, I am going to rule over you instead. And I don't want to do that to you.
I do hate arguing with you. But hey, maybe we can count this as our first fight as a couple. No. You'll come around. If not now, soon. Now, let me show you something. Oh no, dear, don't walk. Just let me carry you. I don't exactly need a helping hand. Onwards, darling. Let me show you what I have prepared for you. There. Don't you like it? As experienced as I may be with webbing, this took me weeks to perfect. A web woven across my quarters, with our initials surrounded by a heart. Big enough for the two of us. Like a big cozy hammock to cuddle and spend the nights in. Isn't that just so romantic, Your Highness? I can practically feel the mixed emotions from you. The internal conflict. It's palpable. It's almost delicious. You're flattered, yet you feel the burden of responsibility telling you to leave, to run away, and not allow yourself to fall in love with me all over again. I'm right, aren't I, Your Highness? You don't have to say anything. The denial isn't fooling anyone. It's okay, Your Highness. I think you just need to spend a few nights with me to come around. I already told you. You aren't leaving. Did you really think we were just going to catch up over some tea and I'd send you on your merry way with one of the most precious flowers in the world? I think not. No, you will be mine. You will learn to love me all over again. If it has to take a day, a week, a month, years, you will not leave until you finally accept my hand in marriage, and we rule over our kingdoms as one. Now, I shall not waste a second longer. Come, lay yourself in my web. Yes, dear, like that. Do not struggle. You will only make it worse for yourself. Just be still and let me hold you. Let me whisper sweet words of dark romance into your ears until sleep comes for us both. Star-crossed lovers from different species and different worlds. I love you, Your Highness. Just be mine, and mine alone.